We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Call me and your opinion to the Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our co-host, Jason Lee. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the 4-day work week. Now, they're saying that a 4-day work week actually is better for workers. They said it's better for productivity, it's better for health, it's even better for finances. So we're asking, would you want to do a 4-day work week? But that does mean you would have to work 10 hours a day.
I don't like for 4 days. Part of it.
I'm not mad at that. I would do my 10 hours a day and get off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Baby, we all love what we do, so you're always working. When you're not here, right. You're working. Your wife's working. We're always working. Yeah. So this generation wants an excuse to be at home, period.
I think it'll make people more productive. Like, for example, I don't do Mondays well. Like, I really don't even get in my groove until Tuesday. Even here at the Breakfast Club, there's certain things we don't do on Monday or try not to do, like
correct.
Interviews after the show, right? Or nor do we like doing interviews on Friday after correct. The show because we be ready to get out of here. Yesterday, Sunday, I'm at my daughter's cheerleading competition all weekend. Drove back 3.5 hours from Rhode Island. Although I love coming in here because the energy in this studio is fantastic this year. I mean, I haven't had to light my stage once, but I would still rather not have to talk until tomorrow.
But what changed this year that you have to burn your stage? It's not the hours.
Just the studio, the energy. So,
yeah. I would say the same. I just flew back in Sunday, and yes, I need a kickstart. You know what I mean? I need Tuesday.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I want to start on Tuesday. Monday is kind of tough. That's why even with interviews on Monday, you're kind of down a little bit.
Now, to Jason's point, I love everything that I do, and there's multiple businesses that I have my hand in. Mm-hmm. So I guess when I say I would need a 4-day work week, it's just from radio. I don't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do radio on a Monday morning.
But you've been doing it for all these years, and that's why you guys are in the Radio Hall of Fame.
That's right, and that's how I know I need a 4-day work week, because I've been doing it so long. That's how I know. Either Monday or Friday, gotta go, bro.
You see, but this is the thing. Even when I miss a day, I miss it, though.
I'm not gonna sit here and lie. Like when we off, I'll be like, damn, I still get up the same time. My body gets me.
Tell
up.
That lie now.
Nah?
It depends what's going on. I enjoy my time off. I'm gonna tell y'all that right now. I enjoy my time off.
The Breakfast Club is endorsing this ridiculousness. I've notified my entire staff. I will relocate Hollywood Unlocked to Dominican Republic or somewhere else.
Y'all can't take a day off though because y'all are a blog. I don't even know. Do we call y'all a blog?
No, they try, but no. We're a media company.
You're a media
24/7.
Company. You're a media company that's 24/7.
But we're a media company.
Sort of.
Yo, shut up. Let's go to
Sorta.
The phone line.
Sorta.
Hello, who's this?
Michelle, good morning.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. Talk to us. 4-day work week.
All right. So I've done the 4-day work week. I did it when I used to work for T-Mobile, but it was a little different. We did it for 10 hours a day. But I loved it. I loved having 3 days off.
Damn, I'm telling you. What days did you have off?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, that's the perfect. That's perfect. So Thursday, when your day is over, you could just bounce if you need to.
Yeah, and it really wasn't that late. It was like 2 to 10. So you can still go out. You can still do things. You kind of slept in a little bit. Now I have kids, so it's a little different, but...
I'm not going to lie, I'd rather have the Monday. Only reason I'd rather have the Monday is because Friday you get off work, so you got all day Friday to do whatever you want to do, all day Saturday and all day Sunday. I'd rather that than have the Friday off.
I'd rather take the Friday off. Thursday, you get out of work when you get out of work. Then you could dip on Thursday night. Now you got the full day Friday, full day Saturday, come back Sunday
night. Flying back from places on a Sunday night to have to work on Monday morning ain't never it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be needing that Monday to recover sometimes.
And I guess it also depends on what your career is. If you have to go into something physically, then I can understand it probably being
that's
something
true
you don't
too
want to do.
Hello, who's this?
It's Troy.
Hey, Troy, what's going on?
Good morning. Listen to y'all every day, man.
Thank
love
you,
y'all
Troy
show.
Appreciate you,
we
brother
talk about the 4-day work week. What's your opinion?
Oh, I'm all about it. We do that right now where I'm at.
Where you at?
Down here in the South Cackalack.
Where you at in South Carolina?
Conway, Myrtle Beach.
And where you work at that you got a 4-day work week?
We do underground utility work.
Oh, okay.
But you work Monday through Thursday, you work a lot then?
Yeah, Monday through Thursday, 10 hours a day.
See, I'm not mad at that.
I don't like the 10-hour a day thing.
Because at least Friday you get to do what you need
man,
to do.
Yeah, man, it ain't bad. Go by before you know it.
For real?
It's only extra 2 hours.
Maybe that is worth it.
Break, you know?
Yeah, maybe that is worth it to have an extra day off.
I know a lot of medical people do it sometimes. They do, like, the shifts, and then they take a certain amount of days off.
Yeah. And I think you get 2 breaks and an hour lunch, too. So it kind of goes, yeah, pretty fast. But I still don't like this conversation.
You don't get an hour lunch when you work 9 to 5?
No, I think you get 30 minutes.
What the hell is going on? We don't get lunch up here.
Well, I mean, because we're here for breakfast, duh.
Oh, yeah. That,
Jesus Christ.
It's still lunch.
You are a genius.
It's the middle of the day. I am. Thank you. But 800-585-1051. We're talking a 4-day work week. Do you prefer that? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Daddy calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jason Lee is here. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about a 4-day work week. Now, they're saying this 4-day work week is supposed to work for people very, very well. They're saying it helps with people's productivity, their health, finances improved, and there's a lot of companies doing it. So, if you want to work a 4-day work week, do you think it's better? Do you think it's worth? Would you do it? I'm all in for the 4-day work week.
I'm all about it, baby.
I'm not gonna lie.
Give me that Friday off or that Monday off. I really want that Monday. Monday is the tough day. Tuesday, my mouth don't even get work until Tuesday.
Whoa. Pause.
Maybe.
I'm not pausing nothing. I'm grump.
All right.
Top tier trade.
Hey, top tier like trade, baby.
Juliet.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Where you calling from, mama?
Well, I'm currently from Long Island, New York, but I currently reside in Georgia, Augusta, Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, we're talking about a 4-day work week. What's your thoughts, Mama?
I think the 4-day work week is great because it gives people an extra day to handle personal business like court.
That's true.
Or any type of business that happens only like 9 to 5 when regular people, you know, business people work a 9 to 5. You won't have to take off. You won't lose your money. I think it sounds good.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I never understood that anyway. A lot of the places that people have to go to close on the weekends, but that's the only time that they can actually go is the weekend. Because they work.
Yes, right. Yes, I never understood that. And that's why a lot of people don't do handle certain business because they have to work in order to live their life, but they can't make it to the business that's only still 9 to 5.
What day would you want? Friday or Monday?
All right, Charlamagne. I love you, but you make it like hard now.
What you think, Friday or Monday?
Or the middle of the week, you might need a nap in the middle of the week.
Nah, I ain't doing the middle of the week. No,
but you do realize if you're off.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm going to take Monday because I don't really like getting up on Monday.
Me too.
Thank you, Mama.
But you do realize if you take Monday off, Tuesday's now your Monday.
I'm fine with that. It'll feel different, though. I can't explain it. I just know that if I don't got to get up Monday, Tuesday, I'm ready.
All right.
I just need that day of recovery on Monday sometime, bro.
Hello, who's this? You couldn't be Scottie Pippen.
Hey, this is Joe from Fayetteville, North Carolina, 2-6.
What's up, brother? We're talking a 4-day work week. Could you do it?
Yeah. I did it, man, about 20 years ago, man. I worked for the spot. You know, we worked Monday through Thursday, but it was 7 to 7, so it was 12 hours. So you got 8 hours overtime, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus. Oh, so you got overtime.
Though, man. But like Charlamagne said, yeah, you got 8 hours overtime, so 40 then 8.
Where did you work? What did you have to
do? Well, it was a place called Crumpler Plastic Twice out of this little spot called Roseboro, man, North Carolina. They made pipes, that's all we did.
Jesus.
You know what I mean?
So Friday, Saturday, you was tired as hell. You was recovering.
Oh, yeah. See, but I wish, like Charlamagne said, it's a Friday because Monday, you know what I mean? You can recover on that day for real.
I'm telling you, man. Think about when you've been out all weekend. Like, say on Sunday, especially when the summertime hitting, it's day party season, and you've been drinking. Like, you need that day to recover on a Monday.
You
want to go hit the sauna.
You ain't do a day party.
You
want to
go hit the gym.
Do you go to day party?
No, you don't go nowhere. You don't know.
But even if it ain't a day party, you might just be drinking somewhere. Like, you might just be out enjoying a barbecue, a cookout. You need that Monday to get all that out your system so you're back on Tuesday.
Get you a good IV. 7 to 7, your whole life is just at work. I couldn't do it.
Chantel, good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Chantel from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, Chantel.
I love y'all so much.
Love you too.
I definitely agree with the 4-day work week. I work in dialysis, and it's always been working a 12-hour shift, and which you do have a good, healthy work-life balance. But recently, I definitely stepped down to 3 days a week, in which I'm off on Mondays. I'm actually home right now. So it is definitely a good way of living. And like you said, Charlamagne, when you just said that if you went out or something on a weekend, and you have that Monday to recover, it really helps you out a lot.
Now, you said a 3-day work week. How much do you work for a 3-day work week?
So I'll put in like a 12-hour shift. And I do have a business, like I run my own business. So I definitely try to balance out, you know, working, still having to work, but also pushing my business. So,
Can you do a 3-day work week?
No. That's part-time because it's 3-12, so 36 hours. Yeah, nah.
There's countries that have already adopted this, by the way. Denmark, Norway, Germany, the Netherlands, Iceland, Cambodia.
I'll tell you some places in the U.S. doing
Bangladesh.
That's all the places Hollywood and Light will not be real.
But what's the moral of this story?
The moral of the story is, man, I think it'll increase productivity. It'll make people feel, you know, like they're getting more bang for their buck. I really feel that way.
The moral of the story is find you a career that you're in love with so that way it doesn't feel like work and just work your ass off.
Absolutely.
You still need a vacation. You need that time off sometimes just for your mental and emotional health sometime, man. I need that time away.
Or just have sex 4 times a day. You'll be good.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Would you rather work 5 days a week or sex 4 days, 4 times a day?
What happened now? Say that again. Would I rather have what?
Would you rather work 5 days a week?
Yes.
Or sex 4 times a day?
5 days a week. Nobody got time to be having sex no 4 times a day.
Jesus. We got rumors
on the
way.
That's ridiculous.
Jason.
We do. Slim Thug doesn't want to be gay, so he's not wearing designer clothes.
What?
I'll make it make sense later.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.